The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 18th chapter, text number 12, given by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, recorded on September 16, 1994, in Bombay, India.
Sampashyator Divya Gatir Yathanataha. The Lord appeared in His original form, with ornaments and weapons in His hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, He nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of His father and mother, He assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmin dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word nata is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, as described in the Brahma Samhita, the Lord assumes many thousands and millions of forms. Adyaita-machuta-manadi-mananta-rupam Adyam-purana-purusham-navayovanam-cha Te-te-shudurlabham-adurlabham-atma-bhakto Govindamadi-purusham-naham-bhajami. He is always present with innumerable incarnations. Ramadi murti shukalani amena tishtam nana vataram akaror bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumanyo Govindamadi purusham maham bhajami. Nonetheless, although He appears in various incarnations, they are not different from one another. He is the same person, with the same potency, the same eternity, and the same spiritual existence. But He can simultaneously assume various forms. When Vamanadeva appeared from the womb of His mother, He appeared in the form of Narayan, with four hands equipped with the necessary symbolic weapons, and then immediately transformed Himself into a brahmachari, vatu. This means that His body is not material. One who thinks that the Supreme Lord assumes a material body is not intelligent. He has to learn more about the Lord's position, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yo veti tattvata jatva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorajina. One has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in His original transcendental body.
Ishvara parama krishna satchitananda vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vrate Susuravira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sevyamanam Govinda Madi Purusham Amaham Bhajami.
Today we are celebrating the wonderful advent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His transcendental form of Vamanadev, the dwarf brahmachari. In order to remove any question of misconception that the Lord is anything like an ordinary living entity. He first appeared from outside of the womb of Aditi in his beautiful forearm form of Lord Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha. And then, in the presence of his mother and father, by his own sweet will, he assumed the form of a dwarf, a Brahmin Brahmachari. And it is described here that when this wonderful incarnation appeared, all the great sages, the principal demigods, and Mother Earth herself came to offer gifts to welcome the Lord into the world. And all of the gifts that were given were very suitable to assist him in his particular mission, because he was appearing as a Brahmin, as a Brahmachari. So they didn't come to offer him kingly crowns or scepters. They came, it is explained that Brihaspati offered him a sacred thread, and Kashyapa Muni offered him a belt made out of straw, and Mother Earth gave him a deer skin, and the moon god Soma gave him a Brahmachari's danda, a rod, and his mother gave him kopan, underwear. Adibo, I guess, since I shouldn't speculate. Being a mother for a newborn child, kopans are the closest things to diapers that a mother considering he was a Brahmachari. Brahmacharis don't wear diapers. So you see how their gifts to the Lord were all to assist him in his mission. It was not according to their own speculations of what they wanted to give him, but what he could use in his service. And Indra, the king of heaven, offered him an umbrella. Lord Brahma gave him a water pot, Kamandalu. The seven sages offered him kusha grass. Mother Saraswati gave him a string of rudraksha beads. Kuvera, who is the treasurer of all the demigods, gave him a pot for begging alms. And the wife of Lord Shiva, Parvati, gave him his first alms. Having thus been welcomed by everyone, Lord Vamanadeva, the best of the Brahmacharis, exhibited his supreme Brahman effulgence, and thus he surpassed the beauty of everyone and filled everyone with great pleasure. And all the devotees then worshiped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way. This is very wonderful. Lord Vamanadeva appeared to protect his devotees. On one side, he was protecting the demigods because they had lost all of their service The demigods have the commission to be the ministers in charge of the various functions of the universe. But Bali Maharaj, he was so powerful. And it described that he gained his power because he performed sacrifices and gave in charity to please the Brahmins. And by pleasing the Brahmins, one gets the power of God. And at the same time, Indra had previously offended his guru. So when when Bali Maharaj marched on the abode of Indra, Indra saw that he was so brilliant, he was so effulgent, he had such immense power, plus he had huge, undefeatable armies. Indra turned to Brihaspati, his guru, and said, What am I to do? He said, he has received the blessings of the Brahmins, therefore there's nothing you can do to defeat him. Better you just run away and hide. And that's all any of the demigods can do. Until he offends the Brahmins and loses that grace, he's undefeatable. This is the power of the Lord's devotees. If we receive their blessings, we are protected by the Lord. If we lose their blessings, we have no hope of becoming successful in anything of any value in life. So, Indra left, but Aditi, she prayed to the Lord to deliver her children. And for this purpose, the Lord appeared very specifically as a little dwarf Brahman. And all the demigods and all the saints and all the rishis, they understood that what will please the Lord the most is if we assist him in his mission. Similarly, what pleases the Lord's devotee the most? To assist him in his mission. Those devotees who have given their lives to the service of the Lord as preachers of Sanatana Dharma, Vaishnava Dharma, we should know that there may be many ways we can try to please them, but what is most dear to their heart is what we should really deeply try to understand. By giving them some nicely cooked food, that is nice. By giving them some nice, sincere words of praise, they offer it to Krishna. By offering benevolent gifts, that's a proper use of our wealth. No doubt, any little thing we do for a sadhu will please him. Because he's pleased with our sincere efforts to offer something to the Lord through himself or herself. But what is most dear to their hearts is when we assist them in their mission. Their mission is to bring Krishna consciousness to the world, to inspire all living beings to awaken their original natural consciousness, to become free from suffering by understanding the absolute truth and chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
this is no doubt the most intimate gift we can offer to the spiritual master or to the great Vaishnavas. And if we really, deeply want to please them the best way, this is the gift we will give them, assisting them in their mission. And what is the best way we can assist them in their mission? According to the whatever facilities God has given us, our intelligence, our words, our power to speak, our physical abilities, arts or skills, our wealth, our influence, to use whatever we have to the greatest capacity possible to help people become Krishna conscious. So here we find that the demigods, knowing that Vamana, he was a brahmachari, they were giving him all of the gifts that a brahmachari uses. But they knew he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then along with those gifts, he went to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was just doing a big, big yajna in order to get greater powers. He was in the field of Bhrigu Kacha on the northern bank of the Narmada River. And the descendants of Bhrigu were all present as the Brahminical priests to perform this yajna. And Vamanadeva came. And Bali Maharaj, knowing that his success in life was simply to ultimately please the Brahmins, otherwise there was no hope in anything he was doing, he offered this beggar whatever alms he desired. And Vamanadeva said, please give me 3 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj replied, why you are asking only 3 steps of land? I have so much. I have conquered the whole universe. I can give you anything you so desire. But Vamana replied that for one who is content with the Atma of his own heart, he is peaceful and satisfied whether he has everything or nothing. But for one who does not find satisfaction within his own soul, he cannot be satisfied no matter what he obtains in this world. I am not a fool like you. You are so restless and anxious to find satisfaction. You have conquered the whole universe with this purpose in mind, and you are still dissatisfied. But I have nothing, but I am happy, because I have found the pleasure of self-realization. So although I am only a dwarf, and my steps are very tiny, I will be content with 3 steps of land. I don't need the whole universe. So Bali Maharaj, he was then approached by his spiritual master, Shukracharya. And Shukracharya said, Bali, do not give him these 3 steps of land, because he is Vishnu and he has come to cheat you. He'll take everything from you. And Bali Maharaj replied that you are my guru. The purpose of guru is to teach the disciple how to surrender everything to Vishnu. And you are teaching me not to surrender everything to Vishnu. Therefore, you are bogus guru. I reject you. And this is sastric evidence that even if we have a guru, if he is teaching us anything other than surrender to Krishna, he should be rejected. Sometimes we are sentimental
There are so many gurus by name who teach so many things. Some gurus say, I am God. Some gurus say, you are God. Some gurus say, we're both God. And some gurus say, everything's God. And some gurus say, there is no God. But the real guru is one who teaches us how to be a humble servant of God and surrender to God. And according to Shastra, we understand that if we have a guru who's not teaching us to be a humble servant and surrender to the Lord, we are perfectly authorized to reject such a guru. So Bali Maharaj rejected Shukracharya, and Shukracharya became very angry, and he cursed him that you will lose everything because you are disobeying my command. Bali Maharaj said that I have given my promise, I have given my word to this brahmachari that I'll give him his 3 steps of land. I cannot go back on my word. Let all the curses of the Brahmins come upon me, but I cannot break my word to this Brahmin. Such dignity, such character. Where is that to be found in this age? In previous ages, any gentle man or gentle woman would be willing to endure any type of crisis, would be willing to endure any type of trouble to preserve his word. But now, at the slightest provocation, for the slightest self-interest, we're willing to go back on our word. We're willing to lie. We make vows. And when it's inconvenient, we break our vows. We give someone our promise, and we really hardly have any intention of fulfilling it. If it's convenient, I will fulfill it. If there's any impediment, it's not important. People will forget. But Bali Maharaj was a man of truth. Even though he was the king of the demons, he was the great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu. So he was the king of the demons. And he was the grandson of Prahlad. So he was a great devotee. So there was certain conflicts of interest in his particular occupational duties. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he explains in Gita, paritra naya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstatam aradhaya sambhavami yuge yuge, that I come to protect my devotees and annihilate the demons and reestablish the principles of religion. And this wonderful pastime is very unique because in Bali was a demon, so the Lord was coming to annihilate him by taking everything away from him. But Bali was also a devotee, so he came actually to protect him because he was becoming so powerful, he was taking over the whole universe. Knowing that he was the grandson of Prahlad, he wanted to protect him from illusion, from forgetfulness, and again, establish him in pure devotional service. And by speaking these transcendental words to Bali Maharaj, he was reestablishing the highest principles of religion. So Bali Maharaj was willing to risk everything to keep his word to God. And he said, now you may take your steps. And with the first step, he covered from the lowest region of the universe, he grew in very big size, to the middle planets. And with his second steps, he covered all the upper planets, beyond even Brahmaloka. and his foot. The first step began at the very bottom of the universe, and his second step reached to the very extent of the top of the universe. And his toe pierced the covering of the universe. And through that piercing, the water from the causal ocean began to leak through, which is born of the body of Lord Vishnu. And that water came and it washed the beautiful lotus feet of Amanadev, and then it cascaded down into the heavenly worlds as the river Ganges. And later on, by the great tapasya and devotional efforts of King Bhagiratha, that Ganges came to this earth at a place called Gangotri, after being monitored by the locks of hair of Lord Shiva. And today it flows throughout the extent of this great land of Bharatvarsha to Ganga Sagara, where it enters into the Bay of Bengal. And it is considered so holy and worshipable because not only is it the water of the body of the Lord, but it is the water that is washed to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Bali Maharaj turned, was approached by Vamana, who said that you have promised me three steps. You have nothing left. Where should I put my third step? And then Bali was arrested. He was tied with ropes, and he was brought to the courtroom of Amanadev. And all of his followers, he was the king of the universe. He had conquered Indra. From riches to rags, they say. Within a moment, he had everything, and then he lost absolutely everything. Not only did he lose all of his power, all of his control, all of his wealth, but in front of his own followers, he lost all of his dignity. He was a prisoner. He was tied with ropes. He didn't even have freedom anymore. This is how Krishna sometimes glorifies his devotee. And Bali Maharaj's head was down. What am I to do? And Vamana said, where should I put my third step? You promised me three. And Bali Maharaj said, I've already surrendered all my influence. I've already surrendered all my power, all my wealth. I've already surrendered all my ego. All I have left is my life. I now surrender my life to you, my dear Lord. Place your third step on the top of my head. Atmanivedanam. He surrendered everything. And Rupa Goswami has explained that never be afraid to surrender everything to Krishna. Whatever you give to Krishna, don't think you're losing anything, but you're gaining hundreds of millions of times over. Because the wealth of this world is perishable. But the gifts that God gives in reciprocation to our devotion are imperishable. They are eternal. The Lord always reciprocates with the offerings of his devotees. So Lord Vamanadev gave Bali the position of a planet called Sutala Loka, which is a beautiful planet. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally appeared within that planet to be the doorkeeper for Bali Maharaj. The Supreme Lord upon seeing a devotee with all humility surrendering, becomes the servant of that devotee. And Bali Maharaj became so blissfully ecstatic to be in the constant association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. And there's a wonderful story that after Vamanadeva went to Sutala Loka with Vamana, Vamanadeva was there for a long time. And Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, there's a particular planet where all of the various incarnations of the Lord eternally reside. Lakshmi was waiting. Where is my Lord? Where is Narayan? He's been away for a long time. And Narada Muni came and told her that he's the doorkeeper for Bali Maharaj and Sutala, which is actually a lower planet. It was a lower planet, but wherever Krishna is, it is the spiritual world. So she was feeling such pangs of separation that Lakshmi Devi, she knew that every day Bali Maharaj was so charitable, he would see all the citizens, whoever, any citizens that came, he would bestow them whatever desire they wished. He would try to help and please everyone. So there was lines and lines of people that would come for his blessings each day. And Lakshmi Devi disguised herself as a very old, poor-looking woman. And she was so humble and so gentle that she just let everyone go in front of her. Because she knew Bali was a very, very compassionate person. So everyone was going in front of her, and she was just very humbly waiting. And Bali Maharaj took notice of this. Everyone is crowding in to get my blessings and to get gifts from me. But this old lady, she seems so poor and helpless, but she's just letting everyone go in front of her. And at the end of the whole day, after everyone left, Bali, who had been watching this lady with such feelings of compassion and admiration in his heart, he called her and he said, I can see the virtuous and good qualities that you have, that you want to be last behind everyone. I want to grant any desire that you have. If I have the power to fulfill it, I will. So then she revealed herself as Lakshmi. And she said, I know that you never go back on your promise. I have seen what you did for my consort, Vamana. You were willing to lose the whole universe to fulfill your promise. Now you have made your promise that you'll give me anything I want. I want my husband. He's staying with you. And he cannot leave you because of your devotion. He's powerless to leave you. Please send him back. Send him back to Vaikuntha so that I can be with him again. And Bali Maharaj, he was so true to his honor. His heart was broken to think that if I have to live in this place without the Lord of my life, whose association is my all in all. So he was in a dilemma. And he told Lord Vamanadeva that if it is your desire, my Lord, please go with Lakshmi back to Vaikuntha. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always wants to please his devotee, he was thinking what to do. If I stay here, Lakshmi will be very much sad. If I go, Bali Maharaj will be brokenhearted. So it is not a problem. I will expand myself into two. And I will go back with Lakshmi, and I will stay here at the same time. And in this way, Krishna pleased his devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chudhisaram dharmasamstavanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Shri Vamanadev ki Harivo. And Indra and all the demigods, they all had their planets and they all received their service once again. So this most wonderful narration of the Supreme Lord is so pleasing to the heart. And just by remembering them, we can attain the supreme perfection of life. And similarly, by remembering the activities of those exalted devotees who have given their lives to the Lord, we can also attain that same perfection. Today is the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is said to be Vilas Manjari, one of the intimate associates in the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world of Vrindavan. And so many of those confidential associates descended along with Radha Krishna in their most munificent incarnation as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have a few minutes. I'd like to say something about Jiva Goswami. He was born as the son of Sri Balabha, who was the brother of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. These three brothers, although very, very, very pure, intimate devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under certain pressures, they were forced to accept the position of the high ministers under the great Mughal dictator, the Nawab Husayn Shah. He conquered all of Bengal, and he very much subjugated those who he conquered. Serving him and maintaining his kingdom so wonderfully for him, they were given fabulous riches. They had beautiful, beautiful palaces, wonderful gardens, servants, fine clothes, jewels, big, big treasuries. They had everything. But the three brothers, they were always just waiting for the day when they could leave it all and just give their lives to the simple devotional service of Radha and Krishna. Balabha was a devotee of Lord Ram. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having received letters from them and knowing their hearts as a super soul, he came to Ramakeli, their capital, and there he met Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana and Sri Balabha. They came in the middle of the night to see the Lord because he was performing such big, big, wonderful kirtan throughout the day that there were literally hundreds and thousands of people with their arms raised, dancing in ecstasy and loudly chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Harivo.
Harivo.
So, they did not want to create a disturbance for the Lord. So they came in the middle of the night when no one would see them. And it's a beautiful story of the meeting between Sri Balabha, Rupa and Sanatan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With straws in their mouth, they offer their prostrated obeisances with such humility that the Lord remarked, "Please get up. Your humility is breaking my heart." and they surrender to him, that we're willing to do anything for you and everything for you. Meanwhile, Jiva Goswami was just like a baby. He was a very small child. But he heard about the extraordinary characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So secretly, he followed his uncles and his father to that place. And from a slight distance away, he was watching the beautiful exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and his father and uncles. And he saw how they surrendered their lives, their everything to him. But most of all, he witnessed the extraordinary beauty of Sri Gaurasundar, who had a beautiful complexion like molten gold. He actually exhibited Srimati Radharani's very own bodily complexion. And his elongated, beautiful, lotus-like eyes. And his long arms which extended beyond his knees. And his every limb was so supremely beautifully and delicately constructed that Jiva Goswami just became intoxicated with ecstatic love for this wonderful person. And day and night he could not forget this beautiful darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he could not stop chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
In that darshan he also saw the beauty of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So out of spontaneous love from his earliest days of childhood, living in a beautiful palace, he would make little deities of Krishna and Balaram. And those deities, he spent the whole day worshipping. He wasn't concerned anything with playing with his friends. He would make garlands for the deities and offer flowers to the deities. And he would offer chandan to Krishna and Balaramji. And sometimes he would get nice sweetmeats and other food and he would offer them with devotion. And he would get nice clothes and jewelry and decorate them. His whole day was simply serving the Lord and dancing for their pleasure and chanting the holy name. Then the day came when he heard that his father and his two uncles had left their government services to go to Vrindavan on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even though he was a small child, his mind was simply thinking, when will that auspicious day be when I could leave everything and go to Vrindavan? Meanwhile, he was serving Krishna and Balaram, and even when he would go to sleep at night, he would take Krishna and Balaram and very tightly embrace them to his chest, and then he would sleep nicely. But one night he had a dream. Krishna and Balaram appeared to him. Balaram was white like a spring cloud, and Krishna was very dark like a monsoon cloud. And they both gave him their splendid darshan. And he offered his prostrated obeisances at their lotus feet. And then, actually, I'm telling the dream ahead. The dream was in two parts. The first part of the dream is he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu dancing in kirtan, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people in all directions, all dancing ecstatically with their arms raised, loudly chanting the Holy
Name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
They were inundating the entire universe with the beautiful sound of the Holy Name. Seeing the beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Jiva Goswami's heart was just filled with ecstatic love. But then his dream broke, and he woke up, and he felt terrible separation. That where has this beautiful form of the Lord gone? And then he fell back asleep. And then when he dreamed again, Krishna and Balaram appeared, his worshipable deities. And then Balaram, right before his eyes, transformed into the beautiful form of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishna transformed into the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, with tears of ecstatic love flowing incessantly from And then when he rose up, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya both very, very affectionately placed their lotus feet on top of his head. And then they embraced him in great love. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Jiva, I am giving you to the care of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, may you always find shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after speaking words like nectar into his ears, they disappeared. Plus his father, Sri Ballabha, on his way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, to come to see Lord Chaitanya, he left his body on the banks of the Ganges. So little Jiva was so much mortified by the demise of his father, by the separation of his uncles, and especially it intensified after this wonderful dream. So soon after this, he left his home and he went to Navadvip Dham. And when he arrived and saw the banks of the Ganges and saw the beautiful abode where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had dwelled, by this time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. He ended his earthly leelas. When Jiva Goswami was there, he was brought by the Vaishnavas to the house of Srivas Thakur. And there Lord Nityananda Prabhu was personally waiting just for him. And Lord Nityananda again placed his feet on Jiva's head and embraced him. And he said that I have come all the way from Kardaha Dham, my home, to Navadvip, just to meet with you here. and Lord Nityananda, bestowing his great blessings, decided to give Jiva Goswami a personal tour, a parikram of all of Navadvip Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose appearance day it is tomorrow, he had a divine vision of this wonderful pastime. And in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, he explains in great detail the tour that Jiva Goswami was given by Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself through the nine islands of Navadvip. They went to Mayapur, and there, going to the home of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they met with Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya, and they arranged prasad for Jiva Goswami. They all knew the glories of Rupa and Sanatan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already, from within the hearts of all of the devotees in both Vrindavan and Navadvip, extolled the glories of Jiva. So they were so happy, delighted, and blissful to receive him. Although he was only a boy in his teens at the time, Bamsi Vadana, the personal servant of Sachi Mata, also took nice care of him. And then they went to all of the nine islands. And at certain intervals, as Lord Nityananda was explaining the beautiful pastimes that took place there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased that he, from time to time during this parikram, he actually appeared with Advaita Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit and all of the devotees, and ecstatically they were all chanting the holy names and great
ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jiva Goswami was able to see with his own eyes in the holy land of Navadvip the tumultuous kirtan where Sri Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda, Advaita, Srivas, Haridas Thakur, all of these great souls were all dancing in transcendental ecstasy, loudly crying out the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he told Jiva Goswami that Vrindavan has been given by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to your family, so you should go there and you should join your uncles and be one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. But on the way you should stop at Varanasi and you should study the Shastras under Madhusudan Vachaspati, who was a disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Jiva Goswami went to Varanasi, and although Madhusudan Vachaspati was the greatest guru of the scriptures in the world at the time, he also taught Sanatana Goswami. Jiva Goswami became his most favorite pupil, and he publicly announced to everyone that Jiva Goswami is the greatest of all the scholars. And after such learning, with all humility, at about the age of 20, Jiva Goswami arrived in Vrindavan. And there he was greeted by Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta Goswamis, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Kashishwar Goswami. They were all there to greet him with great love. And he became so dear to all of them because of his great humility. The senior most of the Goswamis was Sanatan, who is the elder brother of Rupa. So Jiva surrendered to him and asked him for initiation. But Sanatan Goswami, out of great humility, he told him that you should accept Rupa Goswami as your guru. So in this way, Rupa Goswami, he told him, if you want to take proper initiation, first you have to learn the process of being a humble and menial servant. So although Jiva Goswami was the greatest scholar of the scriptures, and he was so divinely empowered, and he had had such divine visions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he understood what it means to be a disciple. So he just, sometimes he would massage Rupa Goswami's legs. When Rupa Goswami was writing his books, Jiva Goswami would prepare the leaves and the types of paper that he would use for writing. He would make his pens and whatever they used as writing instruments, he would keep them in nice order. He would clean his guru's vessels. He would clean his guru's premises, his kutir. He would get water for him. He would just do the most simple types of service, day and night. No prestige. Just wanted to please Srila Rupa Goswami. So seeing the sincerity of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami initiated him and began to instruct him on the intimate teachings that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave to him at the Dashashwamedha Ghat at Prayag, as well as during Rupa Goswami's stay in Jagannath Puri with the Lord. Jiva Goswami became such a favorite of Rupa Goswami that one day Rupa Goswami, he created with his own hands a beautiful image of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he named them Radha Damodar. And Rupa Goswami personally worshipped them as his heart and soul. And then he gave them to Jiva Goswami as a gift of love. And Radha Damodar became the very life of Jiva Goswami. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it explains that the relationship between Radha Damodar and Jiva Goswami was extraordinary. Because Damodar indicates Krishna as a small child. So sometimes Damodar would talk to Jiva Goswami. He would say, "I am hungry, please feed me." And Jiva Goswami would prepare a nice bhoga and offer it. And right before his eyes, Radha Damodar would eat all the food, all the bhoga. Arivo.
Arivo.
And one time, Damodar appeared to Jiva Goswami in a vision and said, "Please come and see me. I want to show you a special darshan." So Jiva went to where the deities were, and Krishna was decorated with beautiful paintings on his face like a child, and he had nice ornaments, and he started playing his flute and dancing, and Jiva Goswami was very happy. He was immersed in ecstatic love to see this special favor the Lord was offering him. So we cannot understand the extraordinary intimacy of the love and devotion in which Jiva Goswami worshipped these most transcendental gifts of love that Rupa Goswami had offered him. Of course, amongst Vaishnavas, we should know the greatest gift of love to another devotee is to give them Krishna, and to give them service to Krishna. And that is what kirtan is. Sankirtan is when we are all together and we are all offering to one another the most intimate gift of love of Krishna, and we are all inspiring one another to serve Krishna by enthusiastically chanting the holy names. Many beautiful stories. But after Rupa and Sanatan left this world, they especially appointed Jiva Goswami to be the exalted an unparalleled leader of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Later on, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda all came to Vrindavan to become the students of Jiva Goswami. Although they were initially Srinivasacharya, Lord, when he was coming to Vrindavan with a broken heart due to separation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to Jiva Goswami and he said, tomorrow Srinivas is coming. You will find him in a corner of the Govindaji temple weeping tears of separation. And you should take him to Gopal Bhatta Goswami to receive initiation from him. And you should personally teach him all of the Shabbhakti Shastras. So sure enough, the next day when Srinivasacharya came, Jiva Goswami went to Govindaji temple and saw him laying on the ground in separation from Rupan Sanatan, who had left. And he brought him to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and then he brought him to Radha Damodar for darshan, and then he personally later taught him the scriptures. And there's a beautiful story in the Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das, where it explains how one day Jiva Goswami was sitting under a kadamba tree, and there were some flowers growing on the tree, and all the other trees around, they were in the mood of his feelings of separation. He was reading in the books of Rupa Goswami upon the feelings of separation that all of Vrindavan felt. And he saw, he was crying, and he saw that the trees, they became like white in color, like pale, and the leaves were all dried, and from the leaves tears were falling to the ground. So he called Srinivasacharya and he said, Srinivas, can you kindly explain what's happening? Why there's tears incessantly flowing from these trees like water? And why they appear so dried up? And why this kadamba tree has flowers? And Srinivasacharya, he said, Let me meditate on this. So he went to a secluded place and he went deeply into trance. And then he came back and he told Jiva Goswami that Radharani personally planted this kadamba tree. And after Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, not only the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan, but even the trees and the creepers, they were all feeling the pangs of separation and weeping tears. So when Jiva Goswami heard this, he became so happy that, yes, you have given me the proper understanding. And at that time, Jiva Goswami, he named Srinivas Acharya. He gave him the title Srinivas Acharya. And he did this at the Govindaji temple, and he invited all the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and there in front of everyone, he gave him this title Acharya, Srinivas Acharya. And everyone became very happy and celebrated this glorious occasion. And for Narottam, upon seeing his great humility and devotion and his great ability to understand the scriptures properly, he gave Narottam the name Narottam Das Thakur Mahashoy. And everyone became very happy. And Duki Krishnadas, on the instruction of Srimati Radharani, Lalita Devi, he gave him the name Shyamananda Prabhu. So in this way, by giving them special titles, there was a deep intimacy in all of their hearts for Jiva Goswami, who also was their Shiksha Guru. But then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Jiva Goswami, and later on it was confirmed by the request of Janavi Devi, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, that that the books of the Goswamis should be transported to Bengal for the pleasure of all the devotees there. So it was on Jiva Goswami's command. He requested one devotee from Mathura to come, and he asked him to arrange ox carts and oxen and also nice cloth to cover the books from rain and wind and dust. And this was all arranged. And there was a great ceremony during the Kartik festival of Vrindavan where all the devotees were celebrating by discussing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and having wonderful kirtans, chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And afterward, Jiva Goswami requested Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda to receive the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. And after receiving their blessings, Jiva Goswami picked an auspicious moment where they all departed from Vrindavan with all of the Goswami's books. So Jiva Goswami was the person who first organized the distribution of the Goswami's literatures. And Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of all those great acharyas in the line of Jiva Goswami, wrote so many books and arranged for them to be distributed far and wide throughout the whole world. Jiva Goswami was the most prolific of all of the writers of the six Goswamis. He compiled over 25 transcendental literatures, hundreds and thousands of verses, and he's considered, even today, to be the greatest philosopher of all times. So we are so fortunate today, on this auspicious holiday, to hear the glories of the appearance of Vamanadev, and to hear briefly a short life sketch of the pastimes of Srila Jiva Goswami. And now Kardama Muniji will give a brief translation, and then we will all celebrate by chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram, Ram, Hare Hare.
So, आज के प्रवचन में महाराज ने आज वामन देव का आविर्भाव दिवस है और श्री जीव गोस्वामी का भी आविर्भाव दिवस है. तो भगवान वामन देव का अवतार ऐसा बताया जाता है कि पहले वो चतुर्भुज रूप में प्रकट हुए और फिर उन्होंने एक बौने के रूप में जो है एक ब्राह्मण के रूप में रूप धारण कर लिया और सब संत जो है उन्हें अलग अलग भेंट लेकर उनको प्रसन्न करने का प्रयास कर रहे थे क्योंकि यही भेंट देने का तरीका है कि जो उस व्यक्ति को आवश्यक है उसकी सेवा के लिए वो देना. और क्योंकि ये ब्राह्मण के रूप में आए थे एक ब्रह्मचारी के रूप में तो इसलिए उन्होंने उसी प्रकार के योग्य जो है भेंट प्रदान किए. तो सारे देवता भी इस तरह से भगवान को प्रसन्न कर रहे थे और हमें भी साधु को जो है सेवा करनी चाहिए उस तरह से जिससे कि वो प्रसन्न हो. हम साधु को अच्छा भोजन दे सकते हैं, मीठे शब्द सुना सकते हैं, ये तो अच्छा है, लेकिन सबसे ज्यादा प्रिय साधु को वो सेवा है कि हम उनकी मदद करें कृष्ण भावना का प्रचार करने में और नाम संकीर्तन करने में. तो वामन देव जो है वो बलि महाराज की यज्ञशाला में जाते हैं और उनसे तीन कदम जमीन मांगते हैं. और जब वो कहते हैं कि आप सिर्फ तीन कदम जमीन क्यों मांग रहे हैं तो बताते हैं कि जो व्यक्ति आत्माराम संतुष्ट है वो थोड़े से ही संतुष्ट हो सकता है, वरन तो आपकी तरह पूरे दुनिया का भी स्वामी होने पर व्यक्ति संतुष्ट नहीं हो सकता. उनके गुरु शुक्राचार्य जी बोलते हैं कि ये विष्णु है, आपको धोखा देने के लिए आए हैं, लेकिन बलि महाराज उनका तिरस्कार कर देते हैं और जो है भगवान को तीन कदम जमीन देने का वादा पूरा करते हैं. और भगवान अपने दो पैरों से नीचे से लेकर ऊपर तक सब ब्रह्मांड जो है नाप लेते हैं और फिर उनसे कहते हैं कि तीसरा कदम कहाँ रखा जाए। तो बलि महाराज जो है नम्रता से कहते हैं कि सब कुछ आपको मैंने दे दिया है, अब तीसरा कदम जो है आप मेरे जीवन को भी स्वीकार कर लीजिए। और इस तरह से वो आत्मनिवेदन क्या है वो अपने उदाहरण से हमें सिखलाते हैं। तो भगवान वामन देव जो है उसको सूतल लोक भेज देते हैं और स्वयं उसके द्वारपाल बन जाते हैं। लक्ष्मी देवी बड़ी चिंतित होती हैं और वो सूतल में पहुंचकर निवेदन करती हैं और बलि महाराज कहते हैं कि आप ले जा सकते हैं भगवान को, लेकिन भगवान जो है दो रूप में विस्तारित होकर दोनों की इच्छाओं को पूर्ति करते हैं। श्री जीव गोस्वामी जो है ये षड गोस्वामियों में से एक हैं और शुरू से ही उनका जो है चैतन्य महाप्रभु के प्रति बहुत प्रेम था। बचपन में जब रामकेली ग्राम में रूप और सनातन चैतन्य महाप्रभु से मिलते हैं उस समय जीव गोस्वामी भी उनका दर्शन करते हैं और जीव गोस्वामी जो है वो हमेशा अभिलाषा करते रहते हैं चैतन्य महाप्रभु के दर्शन करने के लिए। लेकिन जब वो नवद्वीप पहुंचते हैं तो उस समय चैतन्य महाप्रभु चले गए होते हैं। तो बाद में नित्यानंद प्रभु जो है उन्हें पूरे नवद्वीप धाम की परिक्रमा कराते हैं और अनेक स्थान पर जो है स्वयं चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रकट होते हैं। तो जीव गोस्वामी ने विशेष करके जो है बहुत सारे शास्त्रों पर टीका लिखी है और अनेक पुस्तकें भी लिखी हैं और ये सब प्रकार के दार्शनिकों में सर्वश्रेष्ठ मनाए जाते हैं। उनके प्रमुख जो है शिष्य श्रीनिवास ननोत्तम दास ठाकुर और श्यामानंद, इन तीनों के शिक्षा गुरु जो है जीव गोस्वामी थे। और ये जो बहुत ही मंगलकारी दिवस है आज का, उसका हम नाम संकीर्तन से मना सकते हैं। हरे कृष्ण।
हरि ओम। What it takes me to speak in 1 hour and 25 minutes, Kardamaji speaks in 3 minutes. Actually, the definition of eloquence is to speak things very concisely. Arrivo. Actually, maybe I should just give the lecture to Kardamaji in the car on the way here. And then he can speak it all in 3 minutes, and then we can have all night to chant kirtan. Is that better?
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Va Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari 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 Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bo 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 Hari Bo Nitai Gaur Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Govimanandi Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama
Radhavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Radhavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mahana. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunatha. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunatha. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Raghunatha. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunatha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Madhavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaur Hari Bo, Bo, Bo Hari Bo. Nithai Gaur Hari Bo, Bo, Bo Hari Bo. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Loudly, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.